This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Let's head over to Amsterdam, shall we? And we'll connect with the Prof. Dion Foster. He's a theologian and the research chair at the Vrye Universiteit in Amsterdam. Dion, all there on the other side of the world while we're running air cons and mopping our sweaty brows. I hope you're getting a bit more than sub-zero temperatures. Morning.
Morning, Brad. Well, excuse me. It is, it's not raining. Mm-hmm. It has what the Dutch called hagel, hail. Uh-huh. It's a sort of sleet rain.
Yeah.
And -5. And because of that, the trains are not running exactly as they should. So when we're done, I'm hopping on my bicycle.
Did you just say -5 or did you say 5 or -5?
-5.
And you're going to get on your bicycle.
Listen, in the Netherlands, there's no such thing as bad weather.
Oh, okay.
Just bad clothing. Just bad clothing.
I see. So those days when I used to ride to school, when I used to live in Bloemfontein, and it was like 1 degree in the morning, they would make a big fuss about it. So now maybe the Europeans will tell us, you ain't seen nothing yet. Try -5 with hagel, and then you'll see how well you go.
Next week, we are going to be in the Czech Republic.
Oh, yeah?
Visiting friends of ours, Etienne and Vilma. They're missionaries there. And Etienne sent me a little picture of their weather. It was -13, but with the wind chill factor, it felt like -17. So I'll make sure to pack my long johns.
Goodness. Oh, it's going to be fun either way. Whichever way you look at it, it sounds like you're going to have a great time. Dion, chatting about some important stuff this morning, and I know we also want to focus a little bit on Graceathon, but I'm going to give you the opportunity to speak. We came off a conversation around fasting last week, and this seems like a bit of a to be continued from our last conversation.
Absolutely. So, Brad, just such a blessing to be able to be part of the Graceathon Pledge Week this week. And, you know, as I was preparing for this morning, I was struck again by that wonderful verse from 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. It's a verse I think the moment I read it, many of our listeners will know it well. It says, "Do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." And I've thought about that quite a bit this week because, you know, this call for us to allow space for young people to be witnesses to the faith is something that I think is absolutely crucial. Now, yesterday was a very important day throughout the world. For many Christians, yesterday was the beginning of this 40-day period called Lent. It's actually more than 40 days, but 40 weekdays, Monday to Saturday, and then Sunday is a day of celebration that leads us up to Easter. And this 40 days throughout the world begins with what's known as Ash Wednesday. And yes. I saw people yesterday at the university and in the streets who looked like they hadn't washed their foreheads. Many of them had a small little ash cross. And I'm sure for some of our listeners, you encountered people yesterday who'd been to church for an Ash Wednesday service before church, before work, or maybe we're doing so after work. And, of course, in the Ash Wednesday service, what we're invited to do is to remember that we came from dust and to dust we'll return. So this life that we live, these 60 or 70 or 80 years that we get to live, this is a very, very special time that we have to use to the greatest possible ability. Now, what struck me about this passage that I read this morning is I find it quite interesting that, you know, here Paul writes to Timothy and he's not saying to him, get ready for tomorrow. He's not saying to him, you are the church of tomorrow, young Timothy. He's literally saying to him, prepare yourself because you are the church of today. Wow. You are the one who is being used by Christ in a very special way in which some of us old timers cannot be used. Now, Brad, this for me, I think, you know, I was just thinking about the ministry of Cape Pulpit and thinking about the ways in which this particular ministry through the airwaves reaches young people in a way that so few other things can. You know, I was thinking about it, for example, you know, just the fact that it's accessible, that it can be streamed, that young people can receive and hear the gospel, that they can be inspired, encouraged, informed, discipled even by what's happening through the airwaves. That for me is an incredible blessing. And I want to say to our young listeners who are listening today, perhaps they're already in school, but some of them might listen to the podcast afterwards. I want to encourage you to be Christian witnesses and to use what God has given you to develop your story, to be a blessing to your peers and even to other adults who are around you. Now, Brad, the one thing I'd like to ask you just to tell us a little bit about is the investment that Cape Pulpit is making in the lives of young people through this focus on journalism and forming young people. I wonder if you can tell us just a little bit about that.
Yeah, and this is something we're really excited about, is the opportunity to be able to, we don't know what we're going to call it yet exactly, but it's kind of like an academy where we want to open the doors to a select group of students who are fascinated by media, curious around radio, and who need to earn some practical hours as part of their qualification. And we started this exercise last year, and it was massively eye-opening for us to know that we have what it takes this side to be able to sow into the lives of young people who have expectations but are very unsure. They don't know what it's like. They don't know what it's about. They have hopes and dreams, but they don't know what that practically even looks like. And maybe what they're thinking it is isn't really what it's all about. So to open the doors of opportunity for mentorship and for training and for guidance in the areas of journalism, radio, and the like, not only behind the microphone, but also behind the scenes where actually most of the stuff really takes place. So to be able to give these young people an insight and to be able to do it in a Christian environment, you don't necessarily have to be a Christian to come and be part of the process. We experienced that even last year. But at the end of it, Dion found out that these young people are really starting to almost be discipled, almost indirectly, just because of the culture and what we talk about on air. So there's also that spiritual growth element of it, not only professional growth and academic understanding. So that's really part of what we want to do in terms of sowing into the lives of young people. So from that side of things, we're massively excited to be part of the solution. And for us, it's not only about supporting young people, it's about giving back, as opposed to just being on the air. What can we give back to those who want to also be part of this industry?
Well, Brad, I think that's absolutely amazing. You know, one of the things I often do with my classes, particularly the first year classes, is I ask them, who was the most important disciple, apostle in the Bible? Mm-hmm. And most people, if you're listening, think about that. Most people will say Paul. But of course, the most important apostle was Peter. But the reason that Paul was so well known is because he had learned to use the medium of his time, the communication medium of his time. He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling that that the Pauls of our time, the Paulines of our time, are needing that little bit of investment in their life, you know, to learn something about how to craft a story, to tell it, to support those who are doing the telling of the gospel. And so, yeah, maybe just to encourage our listeners, this is one way in which I think you can get behind the forming of this generation. So for young people, do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for believers. Listen to this: in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. And for our older folks, let's support them in that. So I want to encourage you today. Pray for Cape Pulpit, but also put your wallet where your prayers are and give something today to support this wonderful ministry.
Oh, we love that. Dion, thank you. And an endorsement from you as well means so much to us, and to be able to be part of even your journey as somebody who's disconnected from South African media because of where you work in Europe, and to be able to, if you feel like a bit of taste of home, a little bit of Afrikaans, as opposed to be bombarded with the Dutch that you hear every day all around you, and maybe some Afrikaans music that reminds you of home, you also find a home by streaming us. So yeah, we're grateful that we can even reach you where you are on the other side of the world.
Absolutely, Brad. And it is such an incredible blessing for me, you know, just to be able to, whether I'm on the train, on my bike, no matter where I'm traveling, to feel I'm part of the body of Christ and in a tone and an accent that resonates with my heart. That's a blessing.
Oh, we love that. Dion, thanks for your time. Don't forget, the first thing you pack is your long johns, okay, before you go to the Czech Republic. Travel safe and have a really great time.
Thanks, friend. God bless. Bye then.
Thank you so much. Wonderful to be able to spend time with Prof. Dion Foster. He's a theologian, also the research chair at the Vrye Universiteit out there in Amsterdam. And he's so proficient already in Dutch that he's already able to do a sermon in Dutch. I think that's very impressive. I mean, if you can go live in another country, yeah, Afrikaans and having an understanding of Afrikaans is one thing, but that's not going to carry you all the way through. I guess it's some application of what you see and hear around you. And then to be able to go into a church and be able to preach in Dutch, I think that's very impressive.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.